Hey there, thanks for stopping by the Indomitable Podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I just started a free weekly newsletter called Boosted by the Truth. The goal of it is to empower subscribers once a week with thoughtful pieces on motivation, perspective, self-improvement, and more, without forsaking the truth. If you'd like to get this content delivered straight to your inbox, submit your email address on my website, lucashawthorne.substack.com, which is Lucashawthorne.substack.com to subscribe. I look forward to seeing you in an email. Hey there, welcome back to the Indomitable Podcast. And in today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about something that kind of occurred to me recently. I feel like it's one of those ideas, maybe you're familiar with this, like sometimes you have an idea that you talk about for the first time, but it's not an idea that's necessarily new to you. Like, you understand this idea and it makes sense in your head and it doesn't seem very novel to you, but it's also the first time that you've ever really verbalized it and kind of talked out loud about it. I don't know if you've ever had that before, but this is one of those ideas for me that I'm going to be talking to you about in today's episode. And so what that idea is basically that luck is a factor to success, but if you don't capitalize on it, if and when it strikes, you're missing out. And so that's what I want to talk to you guys about today, and how I got this idea in my head and verbalized it happened due to my recent success with getting published in a magazine, which happened at least a couple to a few weeks ago at this point. I actually had my article, How Avoiding a Conversation Cost Me a Best Friendship, republished on the Tango magazine's website. You can check that out in my link tree if you actually go there. It's one of the links that you'll see in the link tree. And then I had another article republished of mine on the Tango magazine website as well. And this one was about, I believe the title exactly was called This One Analogy Helped Me Out of My Darkest Moment. And that was another article that I wrote on Medium that I had republished on Tango magazine website. Now, how I pulled this off is why I made this episode today, this podcast episode. So when I first got contacted by an editor from Tango, that happened, I would argue, due to luck. Now, that's why I talked about in the beginning, luck is a factor to success. I, at the moment, believe that luck is a factor to success. I do think that there are certain things that happen that are beyond your control, like, you know, the behavior of other people, you know, website algorithms, you know, people seeing your things based on how they rank on Google, things like that. Of course, you know, you can optimize your SEO, things like that to rank higher, but, you know, there's still algorithms involved. You're still not, there's no way you can possibly calculate the infinite possibilities of people's behavior, you know, what happens to them, what they're thinking, and how they can possibly stumble across your content, which is why I basically boil that down to luck, right? And so this editor from Tango found my article on Medium. And granted, I was doing things differently. I was producing more content. I was networking. You know, I was putting in more work. I was diversifying. I was doing new things. And so you could argue that as a consequence of the harder work I put in, that made getting discovered on Medium a more likely possibility. But at the same time, I don't think it would have necessarily guaranteed it. And of course, like I said, you can't possibly calculate the odds that an editor from a specific magazine finds my work on Medium and then reaches out to me and wants to get my article republished in their magazine, right? So I basically boiled down that event of being discovered by that editor and then contacted by that editor as luck, right? And I had the smarts to understand that, you know, not only was this a great opportunity, but how else could we proceed from here, right? I felt like, or I still do feel like, it would have been a little foolish of me to just take this one publication on the Tango magazine website and then stop, right? Why not continue this? Why not see where this could go? Why not see if there are more future opportunities for me to get more of my content published on their website? And then possibly on other websites as well. And that happened because, like I said, I had the smarts to understand that it would have been foolish if it was a one and done thing. And so I established a pretty nice relationship with the editor, I'd say, who reached out to me the first time to get my article republished on their website. And then I asked, how can we make this a continued relationship? How can I get more of my work published on your website moving forward? And that editor put me in touch with a deputy editor for Tango. And then basically this past weekend, let me just get my calendar out really quick, the 22nd, so 3 days ago at this point, you probably it'll be a few more days because I stagger these episodes a few days apart and I schedule their posts. So it'll be a few more days since 3 days ago, but I had my second article republished on Tango the past Saturday. And so that happened not because of luck, but because I capitalized on the initial luck that I got. Right? I did not plan on getting contacted by an editor from a magazine. That, like I said numerous times, I've boiled down to basically luck. But I had the smarts to see if I could make it a continued relationship, which is why I had a second article republished on Tango this past Saturday. And so what I basically want to encourage people to do in this episode is, put in the work, not necessarily work hard. I mean, do diligent, good work, but also work smart, right? If luck hits you, if luck, happens to strike you and bless you, I would try to find ways to capitalize on that. People tend, I've seen, people go viral, but they're one-hit wonders, and then they don't really continue that momentum. When people go viral, that's not necessarily guaranteed business opportunities, but see, that's also what I want to encourage people to do is to be wise to the possibility of what getting lucky could lead to, right? Because if you go viral, if you get a massive crash wave of recognition, don't just take it as it is and then do nothing with it. I would say you got hit with an opportunity that a lot of people want, but a lot of people don't get it. And so I totally understand getting caught up in the euphoria of getting lucky with something, but also be smart to what you can do with it afterwards. Just like my example, where I got contacted by an editor, I made it into a continued business relationship, which got more of my work republished. I didn't just let my work get republished one time and then never talk to them again. I made it a continued relationship to, and that would also be to the betterment of both of us, right? I get more recognition and exposure for my work, and they also get more traffic to their website because of my work getting published over there. And so it benefits both of us too, really. So that's, I guess, another thing you can think about is don't just think about how banking in on that luck, capitalizing on that luck can benefit you, but also how it can benefit the other party so it makes them more inclined to do future business with you. It's funny how that came out of my mouth because I don't consider myself like a super savvy business person, but that just sounded like it came out of someone who would be business savvy. But that's about it for today's episode. I feel like that's just about sums up what I wanted to share with you. Capitalize on your luck, guys. Don't just take it for granted. Don't just let it sit there and be done with it. Make use of it. And I can promise you the rewards, if done correctly, if you capitalize on your luck correctly, you're going to get a lot more to milk from it down the road and possibly for the rest of your lifetime if you play your cards right. So capitalize on that luck, guys, and also good luck. That's a wrap for this episode of the Indomitable Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, or concerns you'd like to give, please don't hesitate to send me a voice message or send me an email to lucashawthorne@substack.com, which is lucashawthorne@substack.com, and I will endeavor to get back to you as soon as possible. If you'd like to see more of my content, head over to my Linktree at linktree.com/lucashawthorne, which is linktr.ee/lucashawthorne. Over there, you'll find the other platforms I exist on. Once again, thank you for your time, and I hope to see you on the next episode.